The next patient is, this is Dr. Olivero dictating. Today is the 8th of January of 2024. The first patient is Conchita Holman. The first name is C-O-N-C-H-I-T-A, the last name H-O-N. L-D-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of membranous nephropathy associated with lupus erythematosus. The patient has been taking CellCept 1 gram every 12 hours and prednisone 10 milligrams on a daily basis. The most recent laboratory workup that was done the 19th of December of 2023 shows that the serum creatinine came down to 1.85 from 1.93, and the estimated GFR went up to 31 mLs per minute. The patient has a fasting blood sugar of 69, and the serum electrolytes are with a normal limit. The potassium is 4.7. This is going to be the limiting factor to consider adding finerenone in the treatment of this patient. The patient was encouraged to continue with a low sodium diet and try to decrease the potassium intake to see if we will be able to safely start the patient on finerenone. Number two. The patient has a history of anemia, most likely associated to the chronic kidney disease. This time, the hemoglobin went up from 10.5 on July of 2023 to 11.4 milligrams per cent, which is very significant. She's gaining kidney function. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been in the presence of a body weight of 198 pounds with a BMI of 30. The patient is 5'8". And maintains a blood pressure with a diastolic of 86. I am asking the patient to get a blood pressure log for the next appointment. Following number. Systemic lupus erythematosus. The patient remains very stable. There is no activation. There is no evidence of symptoms suggesting activity of the disease. Following number hyperlipidemia under control, following number hyperuricemia under control, we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. This is the patient that is going to need a more frequent visits in order to keep her accountable for the facts. A paragraph I invested ...10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.